Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, what is going on right now? JP.
What's up?
What was that? We try to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
My bad. One of my positive news stories went off.
Oh, you're good. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, is this new?
We have sound effects.
Super producer JoJo's on it, man.
So yeah, this is the Positive Truth. We do uplifting positive news every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Or we spotlight a nonprofit, or we have an interview. Tim, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm tired, but I'm good. I played basketball today, man. I think I played like 5 games of 21. I won all of them.
Okay. Silently clapping.
My shot was on, JP. It was like middle school Tim all over again. I couldn't do anything else but shoot. Couldn't dribble. Couldn't pass. There's nobody to pass to. They just kept leaving me open.
Who are you competing against?
You know, my coworkers that are all out of shape.
Okay. I was debating on asking that question or not.
I got to start somewhere, man. I got to start somewhere. How are you doing, JP?
I'm good. I finished. I have no more finals. I have no more school. I have all of a sudden, I have free time. I have no idea what to do with this free time.
You hit the weights.
I mean, I was doing that anyway.
Touche.
So that's why I have so many positive news stories today, because I was just reading the news for a solid 4 hours. A lot of good journalism, Tim. A lot of good journalism.
I hear that. I hear that, man.
That does make me sound old. But one of the things I found was a child. Well, he's not even a kid. He's an 11-year-old, right? And he made an app called Cop Stop. His name is George Hofstier. And yeah, I can't pronounce his last name. What it does is the app teaches teens best practices with the police. And what it does is anytime you're in a stop, you pull up the app and it basically records everything for you.
And that's what's up.
Yeah, so it records all the interaction. So it's not like a body cam. A cop can like mess with it or anything like that.
Right.
The app texts a list of friends and family if police stop you. Does all kinds of cool things. It lets you film the interaction. And it goes to a database that he created. And here's the best part. He's working with the police department in his California town to, like, show police how that they can, this app can hold them accountable.
Man, he's covering his bases.
Yeah, man. It's pretty awesome. He's like,
yeah, that's...
he's 13 too, by the way. My bad, 15.
Man, it's just another story that tells you we got to pay attention to the youth. They got some good ideas, man.
Speaking of good ideas, I got another youth story. I got a fourth grader, right? She makes fidget spinners.
Oh, yeah?
And she's selling them to pay off her school lunch debt.
She's got a hustle.
But it's not even for her, it's for her school. Her school is it's in Grand Haven, Michigan. Her name is Lexi Bergeson. Bergeron. Man, I am the worst at names.
It's all good, man.
But she raised $188 to pay off her whole Ferry Elementary School lunch debt. And now she started a GoFundMe page selling these fidget spinners. And the goal is $2,200 to pay off all the lunch debt in her school district, and currently they are at $2,052. So they're basically $150 away from paying off all of the lunch debt in her school district.
Man, these kids are some beasts.
Oh yeah, I got some good stories today. I read the news for 4 hours, Tim. I am ready.
Dude, these are great stories, man. They are, but we got to get you out the house, bro.
Well, I got a plan for this. I got a plan for now. I'm going to see Star Wars on Thursday. I'm getting out the house, and I'm working every day, man. I'm good.
All right, man. If you say so. If you're happy with this, I'm happy with it too. This is what I got, man. My bad. I'm over here listening to all 12 years. I got like 3 stories over here. But my first story actually is about an anonymous donor buys every toy at a Goodwill and gives all the toys to children. It happened in Fort Collins, Colorado. It was dope, man. This couple basically, they were in the Goodwill after they bought all these stores. They didn't want anybody to see them. So they were in the back and they see all the kids, you know, getting all these toys and just getting real happy. And then they walk out basically 10 seconds after it started. It's like the dopest thing in the world. And I just wanted to share that because, I mean, who doesn't like kids getting toys?
Speaking of that, I have a story about Everett, Pennsylvania.
Keep it going. I'm sorry. Oh my God. All right, keep it going, man. I'm good. Pull it together, Tim. Be a professional.
You're good, Tim. But it's the exact same story in a different place. So
what?
In Everett, Pennsylvania, a man walked in. Well, it's not even, doesn't he say, an anonymous donor paid for all of the items on layaway at a Walmart. $40,000 worth.
That's a good amount. Man.
All for Christmas.
Man, I wish somebody would come do that over here. I'm going to put some stuff on layaway. I might have a chance, man.
Sure, Tim. I don't think there are that many people donating $40,000 to layaway at Walmart. But if it happens, good for you. And good for this person for doing it. Good for the people who did this at Goodwill. Holiday spirit is everywhere. And that's where we're here to the spotlight.
Absolutely. Man, I got another positive news story about a 4-year-old who set a goal to read 100 books over the weekend. Started on Saturday. He told his dad that he wanted to read 100 books. And his dad at first was like, hey, I think I might want to stop him. But his son was like, no. I'm going to read 100 books. So this kid starts on Saturday, finishes on Sunday. He finished his goal. After every 10 books he read, he would get up and do this little dance. I didn't know about this little dance until like right before we got on air, because I found another article where they actually recorded. They saw the live feed that his parents uploaded to Facebook, which I thought was pretty dope as well. And it's like the cutest thing in the world, man. So if you guys want to check this out, I'm just sharing it to Facebook right now as we speak.
How big are these books, man? That's a lot of books.
Well, I mean, the kid
also,
is 4 years.
Also, the kid's 4. How are you reading at 4?
He's 4 years old, man. Of course, he's going to read children books.
I don't think I could read at 4.
You couldn't read at 4?
I don't.
Like, short, maybe small words I could read, like cat and dog, because of, like, Sesame Street and stuff.
I could do Power Rangers, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's about it.
Yeah, I hear that.
Well, you got a story about a 4-year-old. I have a story about an 8-year-old.
I believe that.
Jaden Perez. He's from Woodland Park, New Jersey. And his mother, basically, his mother's boss gave Jaden a Christmas present. She paid for front row seats to a New York Giants football game. And Jaden Perez, you know, he's a football lover. He plays football. He was like, this is amazing. Isn't like, he cried whenever he got his gift. Like, that's enough positive news story in her own. A boss is willing to give an employee's kid that kind of a Christmas gift. But that's not the best part of the story, Tim. Jaden was so impressed by his gift, he said he's going to donate all of his gifts this year for charity. And his mom was like, well, you should do more. So Jaden came up with this idea. He wanted to get 1,000 toys and donate them to Puerto Rico.
Wow.
And that's exactly what he did. He got 1,000 toys and all these pictures, all that. He called it Toy Drive for the Children of Puerto Rico. Put a little video out there. They got all the toys. Yeah. So that happened. And that's pretty amazing. All because the kid got a wonderful Christmas gift and he wanted to give back and make sure other kids had other, you know, great Christmases like he did.
Man, that is awesome. I'm glad you shared that. How old is this kid?
8.
I thought you were like, at first I thought you said he was 18 at the beginning, like just after hearing everything, because I didn't really clearly hear you. And man, that's crazy. An 8-year-old? Wow. Dude, I was really watching Power Rangers at 8, man. Like, oh, these kids are something else. They're amazing.
Speaking of wonderful kids, I got more good kids.
What else you got, JP?
All right, so I have a high school group in Maine, South Portland High School. Basically, they had a bus driver that basically was going through cancer. And the band, all the kids got together, and they paid for his last round of chemotherapy.
Wow. These kids are some heroes.
And that's why we're here, Tim, to put the spotlight on all the good stuff going on.
Man, the youth are awesome. I'm going to keep it pushing with another man, young man that's in college at the University of Tampa. So this class is about, what is this class about? I forgot already. It's about differences in culture. And this professor and this student had a very, very dope encounter. So the professor asked this kid, Dylan, why do you wear a do-rag as part of your culture? And the kid named Romeo responded by saying, nah, it's my lifestyle. And, you know, of course, the whole class laughs.
Oh, time out. I say that all the time at work. I like this kid already. They're like, JP, why are you on a diet where you don't eat red meat and chicken? I'm like, dog, it's a lifestyle, man. Continue.
Oh, man, I don't know why I'm so giggly today. All right, I'm going to keep it going, though. But so basically, the next time Romeo comes into class, he brought his professor a do-rag.
And I'm then liking this.
Man, it was such a dope encounter. The professor at first was like, nah, it's not going to fit me. And then he was like, nah, I'll teach you how to put it on. He puts it on his head. And, like, there's a short little video on they posted on Twitter that you can see that I'm going to share to the Facebook page as well. And it's dope, man. It's just a dope encounter. The teacher basically said, you know, to be honest with you, I felt like Dylan and I were brothers whenever they wore it. And I just thought it was a dope encounter. Because could you imagine giving one of your college professors a do-rag so they can see what your culture's all about?
I would love to.
Yo, some teachers at U.S. Grant couldn't even handle that.
Tim, when was the last time you rocked a do-rag?
I rocked a stocking cap a couple weeks ago, man. My hair was getting kind of long.
See, I was full do-rag mode, 15, 16 years old, and I realized at 17 that the way my hair was, it was naturally wavy when it got long.
Right.
And I have this, like, weird indent on my head where, like, there's a hairline and the hairline disappears and there's, like, the middle portion, like a widow's peak, but there's not really a widow's peak. And so my but you know what I'm talking about, Tim. That's why you're laughing.
No, man, that was a lot going on.
It's just like there's, like, an indent on my hair. It's like my hair makes a W. It's like a cartoon character. It's like a Simpsons, like...
Dude, your hair looks good, man. I don't know what's going on right now.
But the thing is, whenever my hair, like, when my hair waves, if I wear a do-rag, my waves go sideways. And they, like, poof up at the beginning. And I was like, oh, yeah. I remember being, like, 18 and being like, yeah, I gotta stop doing this do-rag thing. No more waves for me.
I hear you, man. I had my wave stories. And I'm going to save those for the next episode for sure.
How many stories you have left, Tim?
Dog, I ain't got no more stories.
Okay, cool. I got two more.
All right, my bad. Keep it going, man.
So, you know, we've been finishing every podcast, at least I have, with these stories of, you know, older individuals, older adults in our community doing awesome things.
Yes, sir.
So I have a story of a lady, I really can't pronounce her name. She's a Japanese lady. And she ran in the 45th annual Honolulu Marathon. And she's 81, Tim. And she finished it.
That's impressive. 81 years old.
She started running marathons at 60. And this is her 17th time participating. I think she had an injury, so she couldn't train. But she was like, I don't care, I'm going to do it anyway. And she did it with no help. And it took her 16 hours, but still, that's pretty damn impressive that she, like, didn't stop.
Yeah. It's impressive that she finished it. Like, the fact that you can even walk 81 miles at 81, or 20, wow, 26 miles at 81 years old is impressive. I wish I could do that at their age. Hell, I wish I could do that now. Marathon, man.
Her husband of 54 years was, like, right behind her in a car, by the way. Like, she said he was proud, very, very proud of her.
He better be proud. Shoot.
She was like, whenever she crossed the finish line, they asked her what she was about to do. She said, celebratory meal of curry rice. I like her. Shout out to Rice. Rice is amazing.
What else you got for us, JP?
My last story is a man from Burlington, Vermont. His name is Anthony Pomerlau. It's ruining names all day, every day. And he threw his 37th annual holiday dinner. And this year it cost him $13,000. And what he did is he brought in 450 people to enjoy free fun, free food. And he just turned 100. He's been doing it for 37 years. The first time he did this, Tim, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders kicked off the party 37 years ago. This is how long this dude's been around. That's how long Bernie's been around.
Wow. Bernie's been around forever, man, for sure. But this dude, man, wow.
But see, he said he's at these parties, he's fed at least 40,000 underprivileged children. And he's still doing it at 100.
That's amazing, man. So that's goals.
This year it cost him $13,000. But he's like, I don't care. It's for these kids in the holiday.
Man.
So, yeah, I'm out of stories now, Tim.
Oh, man, for sure. JP came loaded today, guys. He was ready. No, for sure. That dude, at 100 years old, I hope I can live that long to be positive that long for my life, for sure, and do something amazing like that. I should start off. We do start something. We started the Backpack Bash this past year. Plan on doing it again, doing it bigger and better, for sure. Let's do 100 of those, man.
If we do 100 of those, Tim, we're going to be 128 when we finish.
I'm with it.
Okay, we're going to have to move to, like, the inside, because that heat's going to be a little too much for 128-year-old JP. I'm just going to say that.
I hear that. It was hot. I remember. Oh, man. For sure, but I do have a quote for us, JP.
Okay.
Love the giver more than the gift.
We got a lot of kids that were doing that today.
Absolutely.
So if you want to support this podcast, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Tell a friend about this positivity. Leave us a 5-star review. Subscribe. Yeah. And we will be back on Friday with 9 tips to healthier communication. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.